devil in the details.
Hello and welcome to this pop-up podcast from The Devil in Detail. I'm Rob Pax and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. We were in action last Friday against Castle Tigers away from home, but went down to defeat 36 points to 24. Two tries from Ryan Briley, one from Niamh McDonald and one from Tim Laffey wasn't enough for Paul Rowley's men to record the victory. I spoke to Ryan Briley, Amir Burra, Joe Shorrocks, Jack Armonroyd after the game, and this is what they had to say.
So I'm joined by Ryan Briley. Defeat tonight. Talk us through it. How'd you feel?
Yeah, gutted. Obviously, didn't see that coming. I think our attitude has been pretty good all year, and ultimately tonight it wasn't. So when you come up to a place with a tough environment, tough place to come, if your attitude's not right, you get burnt like we did. So
yeah, obviously it was a tough game out there. They found momentum that second half, though. We just struggled to contain them, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we're just too easy to score against at the moment, and we haven't been. So I think we need to look at a few things. But yeah, we're certainly too easy to score against, and feels like whenever the team attack our line, they're going to score, and that's something we've probably prided ourselves on the last three, four years now. Yeah, too easy to score against them.
Obviously no game this week. What's the plan? Opportunity to sort of rest your body and reset for next game?
I think that was the plan, but I think after that probably not. I think we need to be in pretty soon and fix that, because conceding 36 points is nowhere near good enough, and yeah, I think this club and this team deserves better, and the fans obviously travelled a long way to watch that tonight, and we've not given the performance they deserve.
Thanks for talking to us tonight, and unlucky, mate. So I'm joined by Amir Burra. Defeat tonight. Talk us through it.
Yeah, really disappointing. Obviously, it's a fixture that, you know, we as a team, we expect to be winning, and you know, we turned up tonight. Obviously, we're not the right mentality, and you know, they've done the job on us.
Yeah, obviously, like you say, both sides playing some good rugby, chances for both sides. What do you think the difference was between us and them tonight?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I think they just looked like they wanted it more, really, in the end of it. I feel like everyone's efforts there, and just some dumb stuff really from us, really. You know, not controlling them coming out of yardage enough, and I think they just got the better of us on it.
Yeah, obviously a week off now. Obviously opportunity to, you know, rest your body and prepare for the next part of the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think most of the lads will want to be playing next week now after that, but yeah, it's a time to work on what we need to work on, and you know, get right for the next fixture.
Obviously tough out there. You got put in the bin for a sort of a spear tackle, and obviously, you know, forwards going at you. It's a tough job, your job.
Yeah, it is. It's one of them, innit? I think it was the right call, to be honest with you. You know, dangerous throw, but it's one of them. It happened.
Live and learn.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheers, thanks for talking to us tonight. So I'm joined by Joe Shorrocks. Defeat tonight. Thoughts?
Yeah, we're obviously very disappointed with that result. We thought we could be better in areas that we normally were up there with. So yeah, very disappointed. We know we need to be better, and hopefully having a week off next week, get that right going into the next round. We've just got to fix some things up.
Yeah, it was a real tough contest on both sides, playing some good stuff. What do you think the difference was tonight between the two sides, you reckon?
Just a few little things, key areas, bounce the ball here, bounce the ball there, but ultimately we weren't good enough in our day. We've got to fix that up, and yeah, we'll look at that through the next 2 weeks, and yeah, we'll be better for it.
Yeah, week off next week, opportunity to rest your body?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll be training, but we'll have a nice rest this week, and hopefully we'll bounce back against London.
Thanks for talking to us tonight, and unlucky, mate. So I'm joined by Jack Armonroyd. Defeat tonight. Thoughts?
Just not good enough, mate. I think just poor performance all around, so we didn't deserve to win.
Obviously, it's a tough game. Both sides went for it. What do you think the difference was between the two sides?
I think they were more clinical. I think we had opportunities. We had opportunities to win the game, score more tries, but we didn't take them. And they did, ultimately. So I think that's come down to that at the end of the day.
Yeah, obviously, it's a short pitch, this one. What's it like down the middle?
I don't think it makes too much difference, to be fair. It's same for everyone, isn't it? So it doesn't make too much difference, I don't think.
Obviously, week off this week. What's the plan, rest of the body?
Well, probably not now. I think we'll have got plenty to work on, so we'll be back in training when we're back in, and then we'll work hard next week to try and fit right the wrongs from tonight.
Yeah, obviously London in a couple of weeks, another big game.
It is, yeah. It's probably even bigger now. I think if we'd have won tonight, well, they're all big games to be fair, but yeah, it's another big game. It's probably we need to win now, really. So yeah, work on that.
Obviously, Paul Rowley would have been disappointed with the result, but he will now be in celebratory mood after being named as Betfred Coach of the Month for March. So congratulations, Paul, from everyone on the podcast. for a great month in charge of Salford Devils. Our ladies were in action on Sunday. They faced Barrow in the Challenge Cup, but went down to defeat 46-0. We spoke to head coach Mike Grady after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Coach's Corner.
Hi Mike, welcome to the show. Defeat for your ladies against Barrow in the Challenge Cup last weekend. Talk us through it.
Yeah, it was another tough game against Super League opposition, but very pleased with certain aspects of it. Although that sounds crazy with the result, but we got better at things that we've not been doing in the previous weeks, and that was the goal really. We set ourselves some mini goals throughout the game just to get better and just to do little things better than what we've been doing. But we kick on, we move on, and we look forward to the coming weeks when we're back into league action.
You faced three quality Super League opponents in the Challenge Cup in your group. What positives can you take from the experience?
As I just mentioned, yeah, we've taken on three quality Super League outfits. And there were parts in the Barrow game, for example, where we looked okay. First 10 minutes, we had plenty of pressure on their line, but we just couldn't get over the line. And sometimes if you do get over the line, the game can be completely different, a different outcome and different things can happen. But we didn't. We learned from it. We have got better at certain things, which is what we will take from them three games. And not forgetting, we've had a really tough start. We've had a lot of new players from Rugby Union, a completely new squad from last season, and we've took on some quality opposition at the start of the season. So it's been a real tough start, but a start that I think will put us in good stead for the season going forward.
New faces in the squad have had a real baptism of fire taking on Super League opposition in the last three games, but it should help in their development going forward in your league campaign.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, baptism of fire. But all you can do is just learn from it and aspire to be as good as what these Super League teams are, which I think we can be with a bit of time, a season, two seasons, three seasons. This squad is a new squad, so we take the positives, which I've just previously mentioned. We take them into the league campaign, and we just look forward to it. We all enjoy what we do. We all train hard. We all enjoy each other's company. So we've enjoyed the Challenge Cup run. It's been tough, but you learn from the tough times, and you show a bit of resilience and you kick on from it. So there's plenty of positives, and we are, as I say, we're looking forward to the season going forward.
You're back in league action this week against Bradford at the Salford Stadium on the community pitches. You're looking forward to it. What do you think are Bradford's strengths?
Yeah, Bradford this weekend, really looking forward to it. Myself, the staff, the players, can't wait to get back into the league, and against a team like Bradford, there's no better game to get back into it. Bradford, the little bit of footage here and there I've had a look at, they're really good going forward. They look confident, but similar to us, they've had a tough Challenge Cup run against some quality Super League opposition. So they'll have learnt lessons as well, I imagine, similar to us, and they'll be looking to put that into practice going back into the league campaign. So it'd be a tough game, but it's certainly a game that is within our reach if we can control the controllables and just play how we know we can play. So yeah, looking forward to it, and I can't wait to get going.
It's going to be exciting being back in league action this weekend. Hopefully we can start picking up a few wins and push for a playoff spot at the end of the season.
Yeah, really exciting. It's just a bit of a strange one, the way the cup format is and how is it seeded. I can't remember how the draw was, but we had three really tough Super League sides. So it's just a tough baptism of fire, as you've mentioned previously in the conversation. We learn from it and we move into the league. But yeah, it's exciting because the games are out of the way now, and so we just look forward to the league. We just put everything we can into the league. We work hard, and we learn each week. We get better each week, and we're all looking forward to it as a group. We're all looking forward to it, and we can't wait. So yeah, hopefully I'll be speaking to you next week on a different side of the result. But that's down to us. We had we have got a lot of things we need to improve on. Completion rates. There was a few mistakes. The game just gone. So if we can tidy up on them things, which we will be working on this week, then I think we'll be okay. We'll go into the game full of confidence and just see how we go.
Big thanks for joining us, Mike, and good luck this weekend. Our ladies are in action this weekend against Bradford, back in league action. Keep your eyes on the club socials for details regarding kickoff times. also in action are our wheelchair team. They take part in the Challenge Trophy tournament in Manchester this weekend. We spoke to Coach Dave Abel about the build-up to the tournament, and this is what he had to say.
Coach's Corner.
Hi Dave, welcome to the show. Your wheelchair team are in preparation for the Challenge Trophy competition taking place this weekend. Last weekend, you took part in the Fours tournament in Wigan. How did that go?
Hi Rob, thanks for having me again. Yes, we are, and we're looking forward to playing other teams on our journey this year. It was good to get out on the pitch again, and was great to have more game time, even though it was four aside this time.
You played a few friendly games this year. What do you think are the positives that come from games that you played so far?
Yes, that's correct. There's plenty to choose from, which is great. To highlight some would be that how we have bonded together. We all have a place within this team, and the things I'm asking from the games we have put into practice and taken forward.
You're taking part in the Challenge Trophy this week in Manchester. It's going to be a challenge. Which teams should be looking out for as your main competition?
Yes, we're taking part in the Challenge Trophy, and yes, it is going to be a tough one. And for us, it's just another thing to get involved in and get our game time up and being able to progress. They are all going to be tough. I'm not sure we can isolate one team. They will all bring something different we need to look out for.
Wheelchair rugby popularity is growing all the time. I'm sure you will be hoping for Soul fans to come down and support you at the National Basketball Performance Centre on Sunday.
Yes, it is. Hopefully this can happen. It would be great to get them down to watch.
So good luck, Dave, on Sunday. And hope you come back with a trophy.
Thank you.
So that was Dave Abel talking about the big build-up to the Challenge Trophy tournament, which is taking place at the National Basketball Centre on Sunday, 14th of April, 11 a.m. start. If you want to get down and support our wheelchair team, the postcode for the venue is M124TF. So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Soul for a Devil's chat on your Devil in the Detail.